You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, live right now, 5 minutes past the hour. This was kind of interesting with the bees who kind of held a plane hostage. You guys heard about that? A Delta flight from Pittsburgh to New York was delayed a couple days ago after tens of thousands of bees descended on the plane's wing. It was a commuter flight already loaded with passengers ready to take off from Pittsburgh International Airport, and the swarm just settled on the aircraft. I mean, they move quickly. They move quickly. So I guess somebody noticed it. They had to get a beekeeper to come in. Bees are, the honeybees are, I guess, a protected species, so they couldn't kill them. What the beekeeper had to do was box them up. I think they were found by the people fueling. I don't even think the pilot could see this. I think people that were fueling the plane as they went around, they were like, look at all those bees. Stephen Rapaski, master beekeeper of Meadow Sweet Apiaries, told CBS Pittsburgh it was a shocker, but bees are a common occurrence at the airport. He thinks there is a colony living somewhere at that airport. I know, as far as I'm concerned now, I'm changing all my flights. I'm afraid of bees because I don't know if I'm allergic to them. I'm afraid of bees, all right? Apparently, in May, 30,000 bees landed on a taxiway C light. So anyway, Mr. Rapaxi took them home in a box. We'll release them at a later date. At least this is all in Pittsburgh. So for those of us that don't live in Pittsburgh, we should be fine. He said, when bee colonies grow too large, the queen takes off with half of the bees in search for a new home. And then I guess she thought the plane would be a good one. Not very smart. I thought queen bees were supposed to be pretty intelligent. Not very smart to pick a plane, right, where you're all going to be kind of flung off. But, wow, that's funny. I know. But you know what? You know what I think it is? I don't know if it's so much that bees are a protected species as much as who has the guts to go and try to swat them. I mean, imagine. Imagine if the airport called you, you're a beekeeper, and they say, look, we got a slew of bees, thousands of them, right? Do something about it, okay? Are you going to want to go up there with a fly swatter? No. No. I wouldn't. Now, I don't know how he got them in a box. Excuse me, you jump. Yep, now your turn, please. Please, and jump. Very good. Now your turn. Your turn. I don't know how he did it, but he got them somehow in a box. And then he took them home. I'd like to know, you know, what his wife said if she was sitting in the car next to him. So kind of interesting stuff on how animals work. Okay, now this is pretty cool. Archaeologists have found a 2,500-year-old slab of some sort of chocolate spread. Yep, they found in the Yucatan Peninsula a plate with some sort of chocolate residue. I'd still lick it. It's chocolate. I would love to taste what 2,500-year-old chocolate. It's chocolate. Nothing else. No, I don't care about celery. I wouldn't care about moose. Well, no, moose is in the Yucatan Peninsula. But anyway, but chocolate, yeah. The find suggests that chocolate may have been used as a condiment or sauce with solid food as well as for drinking. Oh, absolutely. I would probably, you know, stick my lamb in that. Remember, though, chocolate back then didn't taste like, you know, Hershey's. Experts have long thought that the cocoa beans and pods were mainly used in pre-Hispanic cultures as a beverage, either made by crushing the beans, mixing them with liquid, or fermenting the pulp that surrounds the beans in the pod. Such a drink was reserved for the tribal elite. Oh, so I would have never gotten any. But this discovery thinks that maybe chocolate might have been used by the nun. Tribal elite, and used for traditional dishes. So there's a smear of chocolate. Oh, come on. You'd want to taste it, too. Aren't you dying to know what that's a problem. Would it be? I wish it was like, not even fossilized. I don't think it could hold its flavor. I would just love to taste what chocolate was like back, you know, thousands of years ago. I just would be, I'd probably hate it though. It'd probably be very, very bitter. The traces of chemical substances considered markers for chocolate were found on fragments of plates uncovered at the Paso de Macho archaeological site in Yucatan in 2001. I'm going to tell you right now, the guys that found this are pretty macho to me. These fragments were later, sorry, it's late. It's been a long week. I had to get up early to see Romney speak. I got an email late last night after my show that Mitt Romney was going to be in town in Las Vegas. So I had to get up early to get there by 7, and the kids wanted to go to meet him, so you know we had to get him out, get up and go, and you know, get down there. And it's been a long day. Sorry about that. Okay, anyway, these fragments were later subjected to tests with the help of Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, as part of a joint project. Oh, I'd be loved to be assigned to that. Check out the chocolate. The test revealed a ratio of 3 of bromine and caffeine compounds that provide a strong indicator of cocoa usage. Theobromine and caffeine are in chocolate. Theobromine is also in tea. Caffeine's in tea. Maybe it was just dark tea. Did they ever think that maybe there was tea on the plate, an animal came by and pooped, so it's poop along with theobromine and caffeine? Never thought about that, did they? Guess not. Anyway, Professor Henderson, who was not involved in the Paseo de Macho project, hence less macho, wrote that the presence of cocoa residues on plates is even more interesting. The important thing is that on flat serving vessels and so presented or served in some other way than as a beverage. The plate fragments date back from 500 BC and are not the oldest traces of chocolate found in Mexico. Drinking vessels found in excavations of Gulf Coast sites at the Olmec culture to the west of the Yucatan and other sites have yielded trace amounts 1,000 years older. Oh, snap. So they probably thought they found the oldest chocolate. Nah, somebody found some chocolate 1,000 years earlier. Sorry. Boy, that would stink, right? You think you found something that it's like buying antiques on eBay. You think you got the only Civil War find. And All right. Call in with your medical questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments by email at drdahlia.com or 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Georgina from Tulsa writes, Doctor, my NP diagnosed me with diabetes today. She said she called in some prescriptions, and I picked them up tonight after work. The pharmacy had a monitor, a sugar-lowering agent, and a blood pressure pill for me. I can't get a hold of the office to ask why I have this additional pill. The pharmacy won't take it back. It's Friday, and the on-call doctor has yet to call me back. I know probably my busiest, we talked about this, my busiest email time is 3 to 6 weekdays, and then, of course, the weekends, because people's offices are closed. Okay, again, I have no idea what your sugars are or you know, what was written, but when you are diagnosed with diabetes, it's very common that you're given a sugary lowering agent. I wish you were live so I could talk to you. I'd like to know what name she gave you. Give you a sugar monitor, but the blood pressure pill, we use that medication to protect your kidneys whenever we diagnose you with diabetes. That should have been explained to you. It should have been explained to you over the phone. We give a medicine like lisinopril, benazepril, ramipril, enalapril. ACE inhibitors have been shown to prevent multiple different kidney issues that could happen with diabetes that could result in dialysis. And we're finding that we're having less and less patients need dialysis as long as they're taking these inexpensive blood pressure medications. Now, I know many people are concerned about taking a blood pressure medicine when they don't have high blood pressure. Not to mention, once you get diagnosed with diabetes, it gets pretty expensive because a lot of times you put on a cholesterol medicine, a diabetic medication, etc. But, you know, in this particular case, trust me, I'm a huge fan of those medications. And depending on the dose she gave you, usually the lower doses won't drop your blood pressure too low. So, I mean, if you're worried, you could wait till Monday if they don't call you back. The sugar medication, though, if she wants you to go on it, you may want to go on it. But, I mean, if you have questions about the blood pressure pill and no one's answering your calls until Monday, again, I hate to say to not take it until Monday because I have no idea what your blood pressure is. I mean, if she looked at your chart and your blood pressure was borderline high and she's like, look, I need you to take this for blood pressure. Okay, that's a whole different story. But many people with normal blood pressure wonder why they're given a blood pressure pill, and that's why, because it protects the kidneys. I mean, your doctor may call you back. If not, put, you know, give another call. Say, look, you know, these prescriptions were just called in. The nurse practitioner called these in. I don't know what the heck to do with them. Can somebody call me back? Okay, but I know it's frustrating. I know. It's frustrating for the patients and the doctors. I don't know how... I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, I know from the doctor standpoint, it's very, very difficult to deal with calls after hours. I mean, you want to be done. You want to shut the phone off. You want to, but then on the flip side, you know, make sure your staff has everybody tucked in. You know, I mean, we always try to make sure when we do, you know, any sort of nurse calls that, you know, we make sure everybody has their medicine that they need or they know to follow up. You know, or they have instructions over the weekend. I usually give my patients I see on Friday, again, instructions over the weekend. Because, again, it's difficult. Okay. Oh, a lot to talk about. What's this here? They say Prozac may be able to kill some viruses. We're talking about the antidepressant Prozac. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, have discovered an unexpected property of fluoxetine, which is the antidepressant Prozac. In laboratory tests on cell cultures, the drug appears to have antiviral properties, particularly against human enteroviruses, which is a genus of viruses that do include polio, as well as a variety of others. Now, even though immunizations and vaccines have kept poliovirus at bay, other enteroviruses still cause a variety of deadly diseases, meningitis, encephalitis. Plus, you also have enteroviruses that cause conjunctivitis, etc. They're almost as common as the common cold virus. They believe there's 15 million infections per year in the United States. No drugs used to treat enteroviruses. You usually just do symptomatic therapy, you know, supportive care, etc. So, this is interesting. How does Prozac, an antidepressant, work? Well, it doesn't sound like they know. They think, you know, that Prozac may interfere with the growth and replication of Coxsackie virus. Coxsackie virus is a type of the enteroviruses. So they repeated the experiment on several types of Coxsackie virus. You know, a lot of the viruses were not continually to replicate. So, you know, I don't think they're going to have people, you know, popping Prozac to fight virus infections. But I got to tell you, you know, with us and all this swine flu, you know, and avian flu and seal flu, and if people, you know, start hoarding Tamiflu and we start having resistance with Tamiflu, we may need to look at non-antiviral treatment. So that's kind of interesting about Prozac, huh? Now, what's going on here? CDC is preparing a vaccine for a new swine flu. So if you thought the first swine flu, H1N1, wasn't enough, We have more. They say only 29 human cases of a new strain of swine flu have been identified, but CDC is going to make sure that we have an H3N2 vaccine. They say the virus is still principally a swine virus, but it's not a human virus. But again, they are They say the virus is still principally a swine virus, but it doesn't seem to have onward spread. It's still not a human virus. Even so, a H3N2 candidate vaccine has been prepared, and clinical trials are being planned for this year. Now, the CDC is concerned because it contains an element that was seen in the H1N1 swine flu. So they're a little bit more concerned that this type of virus, if it does hit humans, will spread from human to human more aggressively. They say all 29 cases were infected with strains of H3N2 that contained an M gene from the H1N1 swine flu virus. This M gene may confer increased transmissibility to and among humans compared to other variant influenzas. So, I mean, I'm glad the CDC is on top of it. I mean, I don't know about you, but every now and then when they talk about, oh, well, they found this virus and this strain, I'm like, really? All this has been going on? Yeah, I wish I knew. I would have been scared. Especially with what's going on with Ebola in Uganda, you know, in Uganda now. Well, it sounds like the CDC is on top of it. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know much about what the next flu shot's going to be. It's August, what is this, August 3rd today? So we should be hearing, from what I understand, we should be able to order it. But things have been pretty quiet. Usually by July, I get all the advertisements to start purchasing the vaccine. And it's been really quiet. And in fact, I had my staff call today to find out what's going on, and we haven't heard back. So I'm assuming we should, within a week or two, find out what type of vaccine we're going to get for this year's flu pandemic and what we should do. Okay? I know, swine flu, seal flu, yeah, kind of annoying, doesn't it? All right. Now, for asthma patients, you guys are going to be pretty happy about that. Generic Singulair has now been approved. Many of you have been taking Singulair. It's a pill, right? Montelukast sodium, which is an anti-leukotriene. It's not as potent as the steroid medications that we give you, but it seems to do very well. It's in pill form. A lot of patients like it. There's a chewable tablet that kids take. Well, the FDA today has given 10 different generic drug makers approval to start making generic versions of this drug. The company, I think, has had it, oh, how many years? From what I understand, Singulair sales were $1.43 billion in the last quarter. So we're just talking the last 3 months. The Merck company has made $1.43 billion. Woo! I'm not going to be making much of money now. The company expects sales to drop by 90% as generic Montelukast hits the market. Look at all these companies that get to make it. Apotex, Aurobindo, Endo Pharmaceuticals, Glenmark, Kudco, Mylan, Roxanne Laboratories, Sandoz, Teva Pharmaceuticals, Torrent Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, but you know, you wonder. I mean, how, are these people going to make an, I mean, you're letting 10 different companies make generic. That's going to bring the price down considerably. But you wonder if these companies, how do 10 companies stay alive and well splitting up a drug like that, you know? And I guess what happens is many pharmacies, they pick the cheaper or they pick the generic company they're comfortable with. That's kind of interesting. So anyway, the leukotrienes is one of the leukotrienes is one of the, when you look at the whole asthma cascade, these are pretty involved when you have your asthmatic attack, the leukotrienes. Even though steroids decrease them, the Singulair was a leukotriene receptor antagonist to block the leukotriene. So it would help with your breathing and your wheezing and your airflow. We're hitting break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DESERET FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. If you have a Facebook account, please find our Facebook page, the Dr. Dolly Show fan page, connect to it. And we also have the Dr. Dolly Twitter account. I know. I got to keep up with these. I'm a little frustrated because you used to be able to connect everything. And then LinkedIn, I guess, had some sort of a divorce from Twitter. So now many of you are connected with me on LinkedIn, and I haven't posted in days because it's hard enough to post on Facebook and Twitter. So I got to remember to now post separately on LinkedIn. But at least my Facebook, Twitter people, for Witters, or my Twacebooks, fans and us can keep in touch. All right. Let me see. In entertainment news, Stevie Wonder files for divorce from wife of 11 years. Stevie Wonder is divorcing Kay Miller Morris, wife of 11 years and mother of his two children. The couple married in 2001. I remember when they got married. He's 63 years old. His legal name is Steve Land Morris. He used to be called Little Stevie Wonder. They have a, let me see, what did they met at Club Nels in Lower Manhattan, got engaged. I hate when I see couples divorce. Snoop Lion is no longer Snoop Dogg. I don't ask. And Snoop Lion wants to take Steve Tyler's place on American Idol. Right. Isn't American Idol a singing competition? Don't you have to have people that, like, know how to sing? Unless American Idol is going to bring rap, I guess then I could understand. But anyway, Snoop Lion wants to be on American Idol. All right. What else is going here? All right. A father allowed his 6-year-old daughter to set up a Facebook account. Even though Facebook has a limit of age 13, he let her pretend to be 16 years old. I don't know why a 6-year-old needs Facebook. Let me see where they... Oh, she liked playing Farmville, etc. And a pedophile found her. Yep. 30-year-old man started sending the 6-year-old, who he thought was 16, lewd messages over Facebook. She somehow managed to friend the pervert without the dad noticing. This is bizarre. How does a kid know even how to log? My kids at 6 years old didn't even know how to type. How do these kids even know how to log in at 6 years old? Does that kind of blow your mind how kids know computers? Sometimes they're even more computer savvy than you are. My kids know computers so much better than I. And you know, I think what it was is, you know, computers came out in the 90s to the degree that they did. I mean, I remember learning on a computer in the 80s, you know, but we didn't use it for day-to-day routines. And then when I was in medical school, yes, computers were around, but I didn't do much with it. I didn't have time to surf the internet. I know the internet was starting to get big. And then, you know, finally by the year 2000, as I think we really got into our computers and our internets. But these kids, they know, I mean, I'm still shocked that a 6-year-old would log on and friend somebody without dad knowing. So the 47-year-old told NBC that he allowed his daughter onto Facebook as a way of communicating with family members. You know what, though? I gotta stop for a second. I did make a Facebook account for my son for that same reason. So, you know, because my family members go, well, I want to see pictures. So I made an account. I put some pictures up, and then I'm like, okay, no, I don't think I like this. And we never did much with it. But I have to admit, I can understand how parents do that. Yeah. All right. He claimed that she wanted to talk to her grandmother, who was also on the website, because phone is too expensive, and she loved playing games like Farmville. Dad said he kept the password to her account and logged her in each time himself. I still don't understand that. But anyway, pervert finds her, befriends her, and then he starts sending things his way. So anyway, even if you have a true 16-year-old, get your kid's password. You might as well know what your kids are doing. I've said that multiple times. There is no reason for your kids to have a Facebook account that you have no access to. You right? Oh, but mom, dad, it has to be, I don't want you to know certain things. Then those things are kind of things you probably need to know. Honestly, right. What your kids don't want is, you know, you to see the pictures of them drinking. Keep in mind, what goes on Facebook, many people can still access. Google, you know, like I said a couple days ago, Google yourself, and you'll find that some of your Facebook posts come up on Google. So you should not be the last person to see what's on the internet about your daughter or your son. So as far as I'm concerned, any teenager should allow mom and dad to have a password and to look at their account. I know they'll probably just come up with fake accounts, but just try and figure that out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say having a pet helps autistic children develop social skills. I found this to be very, very true. Now, what is it? 1 in 91 children are autistic. My sister has 4 children on the autism spectrum, 2 with full autism, 2 with Asperger's. And it is so common extremely common. And I'm sure if I would have had more children, I would have had one. But researchers have found that youngsters with a developmental disorder of autism, many of these kids are brilliant kids, yet they have difficulty engaging. Many times we as physicians can diagnose it because they don't seem to engage with mom or dad, won't look mom and dad in the eye. Many parents think the child has a hearing issue because they're, you know, they keep calling the child and the child won't look at him. So an inability to engage, have social behaviors very similar to their peers, but very, very intelligent, extremely intelligent, like their routines a lot of time. Anyway, researchers found that they're better able to, cope when they had a little furry friend than those who never had a pet. They said the effect wasn't seen in autistic youngsters who had pets in the family from birth, though. The pet had to be introduced. Researchers said this could be because a pet brought in later is new. And then maybe there's more family bonds. Dr. Maureen Grandin George and colleagues performed two studies, which were published in Plus One. They looked at 24 autistic children with an average age of 11 who attended a daycare in France. A dozen had received a dog, cat, or rabbit as a pet after turning five, while the rest never had a pet. The children's parents had completed a survey commonly used to diagnose autism when the children were five and filled it in again at the time of the study, including a questionnaire about the pets, and they found that children with pets were better able to share food or toys with their parents or other children and also improved in offering comfort to those who were sad or hurt. One thing we see with autistic children is a lot of times they're indifferent. Again, they don't mean to be, but again, they're having difficulty engaging on the topic at hand, the subject at hand, or the loved ones. Now, they say no such improvement was seen in a second study that compared 8 children who had pets in the family from birth and 8 who had no pets. So there's something about acquiring the pet and the newness and the love and the playing with it that may help them interact and engage, which is something that's so important. Because remember, if you have a child that doesn't engage, they're a lot more difficult to teach. They're a lot more difficult to do certain therapies and training with, because again, they aren't engaging. And so how do you get them to engage? And that's a trick to autism treatment and increasing their prognosis, bettering their prognosis. So I think it's great. I think they're on the right track. But again, you also have to be careful because sometimes if the pet could, I guess, interrupt their routine, you want to make sure there's no anger issues. You know, very rarely you could have an autistic child that could be angry at the pet. But of course, supervision, why not? You know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, some more medical headlines. We're going to wrap up the rest of the show. So would love to hear from you. 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about that woman, that 30-year-old who had bulimia, who was showing off to her friends that she lost her gag reflex, and then she was showing them with a butter knife, and then while giggling, she accidentally swallows it. It gets stuck in her esophagus, and it has to be pulled out. And I guess it wasn't the first time she had done it 4 years prior. But interesting, because Fox News had a story today about why bananas make some people gag. And I guess it was one of these question and answer things where bananas, mashed potatoes, yogurt, pulpy juice appear to make people gag. And they say 10% to 50% of adults regularly gag while eating these edible foods. So they think this causes people to become picky eaters, whether it be kids, whether it be adults, because they don't want to trigger their gag reflex. I can't stand going to the dentist because I don't want to gag. I can't stand having a tongue depressor put in my mouth. I don't want to gag. You got some people that are pretty gaggy. So scientists think they have pieced together the explanation for this, and they think there may even be a simple fix. All right, so they think the human gag reflex does serve a vital purpose, of course, during infancy. Donna Scarborough, professor of speech pathology at Miami University of Ohio, is apparently a leading expert at gaggy problems. They say, obviously, you know, when you have a baby about 4 to 5 months old, they're starting to work with foods. Puree isn't thin enough. It's kind of chunky. They'll start gagging. It's normal for them, and it's a defense mechanism. All right? You know, they aren't supposed to be eating chunks that their body isn't ready for. As they mature and as they are able to start swallowing certain foods, we start to notice that the reflux slowly gives way and they're able, roughly about the 9-month mark, to swallow most foods. But they say a certain minority of people don't. You know, they talked about a case where somebody could touch a kid's leg and he gags, and some people are just hypersensitive just by the tongue touching certain foods. So they don't know if there's any underlying neurological things. They don't know if it's because sticky foods or banana foods may bother them more than others, etc. Is it genetic because mom and dad or more gaggy? Is it because they were traumatized as a child? Did they choke when they were younger, even as an infant? The body remembers that. And as a defense mechanism, they're avoiding it, you know? And then also they say sometimes parents might have missed the window on when to introduce chunky food. They said if kids are introduced solid foods after 7 months, they are more likely to have problems with gagging. All right. They say your gut can't absorb nutrients from larger food molecules until 4 to 6 months. So you shouldn't introduce solid food before 4 to 6 months. But if you wait till 7 months, you might have missed the gagging desensitization window. I get that a lot from parents. They'll say, can I give my child rice? He's hungry and he's 2 months old. No, the body's not ready to digest that. The body's not ready to absorb those nutrients. So I always say no. No rice or any sort of solid foods till at least after 4 months old. But I had no idea that between 6 and 7 months or between 4 and 7 months is when the testing of these foods could help desensitize that gag reflex. Kind of interesting. I love nutritionists. You learn so much. Now, Scarborough said that she noticed children's gag reflexes diminished when she held their hands. And she said she found a pressure point on the hand. Those of you who really dig acupuncture and acupressure, this is right up your alley. I think this stuff is so cool. She said she found a pressure point on the hand that causes the gag reflex to move back in the mouth. When 2 pounds of pressure are applied to a point in the dead center of the right or left palm, the gag reflex recedes. She says she has, out of 160 adults, 160 times, used that pressure point and stopped them from gagging. So she thinks it's one of these acupressure points or whatever that may, you know, work with the brain, etc. So pretty cool stuff. So she said next time you try a banana or maybe something sticky like the mashed potatoes, then you could try that pressure point dead center in your hand. I think that's cool. I wonder if it'll work for nausea. See, I need to look up my acupressure, acupuncture points. You know how for migraine, there's a point you could hit. So I wonder if that's the point to stop something that's gustatory or something for your digestive system. Cool stuff, people. Cool stuff. All right, a 6-month-old boy was treated for lead poisoning due to a Nigerian folk remedy called Tiro. That's supposed to be used to promote visual development. The boy was brought into Boston Children's Hospital with huge levels of lead in his blood. They found out that it was from Tiro, a powdery Nigerian cosmetic that was applied to the infant's eyelids. They looked at the family's home. They don't think the lead came from the house. Baby was breastfed, but the powder has 82% lead. Case began when the baby's parents brought him to a pediatrician for a well child visit. Doctor noticed the eyelids, tested the blood for lead. Baby was treated with iron supplements, referred for further testing. Baby is doing fine. Parents have stopped the product. The powder has been used as a folk remedy. It's supposed to relieve eye strain or pain, prevent infections, they believe. And many cultures use things like this. So for any of you in the medical field, keep in mind that there's a lot of very interesting remedies that we're not aware of in America that could be being done to your child or your patient. And you may have some interesting manifestations of that. We don't like lead. We usually test kids back east routinely for lead. We don't really test kids out in the west because the homes are too young to have had lead painted walls. But still, sometimes anything kooky with your kid, definitely get some lead testing. Not a bad idea. All right, let's move to adults. Another article comes out saying a glass of wine is now not good for arthritis, but good for protecting women's bones from thinning. Yep. All right. Who gets credit for this one? This is in the journal Menopause. Experts from the International Scientific Forum of Alcohol Research analyzed a study by researchers at the University of Oregon that showed while women who were drinking close to 20 grams of alcohol a day, which is about a couple small glasses of wine, had a drop in loss of old bone that improved the balance between old and new bone. The results suggest that an effect of moderate alcohol consumption could be very similar to those bisphosphonate medications like Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, etc. Excessive alcohol, though, will increase your risk of fracture, so not good. Remember, you don't want to be stumbling, you don't want to be tripping, you don't want to be falling, and I still think the alcohol could, in fact, hurt your bones, but they're saying mild to moderate alcohol use may actually do as good as those, as well as the bisphosphonate medicines, Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, etc. Now remember, these medications have been getting a lot of heat in the news because of issues with bone necrosis, hip fractures, and a lot of women can't handle those medications because they bother the stomach. Now, I know a lot of these articles, kind of tantalize us with more inexpensive treatments. I don't think any American doctor will say go drink to protect your bones. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of my menopausal women out there that hate taking those bisphosphonates. And if they want to protect their bones, they're going to want to do it. Again, this is just one analysis. I'd say don't get too excited about it. But boy, there's all these articles about how wine helps this, wine helps that, it protects the heart, it does this, it does that. Yet I still don't see American doctors tell people to drink alcohol. There's no recommendation saying alcohol is fine. Now we're getting these recommendations to not test. We're getting these recommendations to not treat. That we seem to, get pretty regularly. But no one's really yet willing to, have the cojones to say no alcohol. All right. By the way, Americans are doing really good in terms of quitting smoking by cigarettes, though. Looks like many of them are turning instead to cigars, probably because of the price. So I don't think we've cut down on smoking as a whole yet. But we'll talk about that more tomorrow. We'll be live again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please join us. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download our Droid app. And most importantly, be safe and God bless.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.